Prior to the 19th and 20th centuries, few Tibetan mastiffs left their Himalayan homeland. Those that were exported were likely given as gifts to explorers and dignitaries. Many believe that these early Tibetan mastiffs were used as basic stock to create other mastiff and working breeds. However, while other breeds were being developed using the exported Tibetan dogs, the Tibetan mastiff itself remained relatively unchained due to the isolation of the communities that bred them. It has been almost 70 million years since the artificial moon opened and shot a giant rock at the planet, destroying all land life, when, without warning, the surface begins to split and reopen again. From the large opening emerges a cigar-shaped spaceship the size of the Empire State Building. It slowly floats out of the moon, keeping even distance from all sides of the tunnel. Upon exiting, the doors close and the surrounding circular wall of dirt, where the opening once was, again looks like nothing more than another crater. The younger magician's sly smile making him look as if he hid some amazing secret and was about to reveal it. Scanning that audience for, yes, a volunteer. Spying a hand way in the back, rising from the smoke that hung over the subterranean club. This time the volunteer, a man, walking bravely forward, looking a bit giddy as all volunteers do. Taking a seat as Wynne made small jokes like, "Have you said your goodbyes? Owe someone here any money?" Though for anyone in this place, in this well-heeled crowd, money would never be an issue. Then Temple watched as Wynne, with a whipping movement of his arms, sent a large black sheet flying up and over to completely cover the seated volunteer. And then Wynne paused. Yes, Temple thought, so very theatrical. And the audience held its breath. When I was a kid, I was a big fan of adventure films like Raiders of the Lost Ark, where the legendary archaeologist Indiana Jones, played by Harrison Ford, sets out with his friends to find the treasure. It didn't matter whether it was the Ark of the Covenant or the Holy Grail or some other random treasure. It was exciting to watch the twists and turns that led to the treasure. For those who are younger, you might recall a similar thrill in watching Benjamin Franklin Gates, played by Nicolas Cage, set out with a clue written on the back of the Declaration of Independence to find the treasure of the ages in the film National Treasure.